Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Explorers of Light program began in 1995 to celebrate and highlight the work of people like our next guest, Joel Grimes. He says that attending his first official art class was in middle school. In his words, it was nothing short of heaven. Grimes is an internationally known photographer, and tonight at 7 p.m. local time in the Meyer Recital Hall at Black Hill State University in Spearfish, he talks about... It's a free lecture that's open to the public, but first, he is with us from the Sue W. White Studio on Black Hill State University's campus. Joel, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
What can you tell people about the Explorers of Light program?
Well, it's a group of us that obviously we are backed by Canon, and we're not the best photographers in the world, but we have a combination of, I think, skill sets of getting in front of people, talking, sharing, inspiring people to chase their dream.
It seems like so many people, you know, have the door to photography has been opened to them in ways that it wasn't, you know, 10, 20 years ago through the use of, you know, really great cameras on our cell phones. And yet it can be frustrating when you get past that initial, you know, I took an interesting shot with my phone to I want to learn more. And now there's this whole world of, you know, technical exploration and gear. How do you invite people into the world of photography in a way that helps them express themselves, but also isn't, remove some of those barriers that they'll come up against with, you know, tech and gear and expense and knowledge?
Well, I think everyone has built into their very DNA a desire to create. Some of us are a little more, we pursue a little bit more than others, but I think that we all like to stand back and take a look at something that we did, that we can say, this is my creation, and hang it on the wall or whatever it is. So I think for me as a young kid, I had that. And then I was not a very good academic student, but I could draw, I could work with my hands, I could take something apart and put it back together. And so photography sort of just fell in my lap. And it was really, it's a world of both the technical side, which is, you got to learn that. And then there's the creative side, which is really a scary thing, because what happens is you put your work in front of someone and they tell you you suck. So it's like, how do you deal with that? And I talk a lot about that because I say this, and I say that everyone on the planet suffers from some degree of being weak, fragile, and insecure. And so when we get told that we did something wrong, it does not feel good.
How did you get to the point? Because, you know, there's so many things to take pictures of, photojournalists and landscape photographers, and you focus on people and their faces. And tell me a little bit about how you began to find your own voice as a photographer.
Well, I think when you start out, you have your, I guess, mentors or someone you look up to. You flip through a magazine, a book, or whatever, and you say, oh, I wish I could be a photographer like that. And so we have that bar that we set for ourselves. And then you go out, and of course, your skill set doesn't match that when you first, you know, are starting out. But with time, you get better and better. But I think the thing that I learned that all of a sudden it kind of crossed over a threshold from being a photographer that was sort of insecure, not sure if I had the voice that I wasn't getting out what I really wanted, was when I said, I'm going to put my stake in the ground and I don't care what anyone says. So once you get to that point where the naysayers are always going to be there, there's always a critic around every corner. So, and I wanted to please everyone, and I realized I can't do that. Of course, if we look at music is a great an arena that we can look to and say, well, some people like country music. Well, okay, so how many different genres of country music are there, right? Country rock, country blues, country, the old classic country, whatever. Same with jazz, whatever. There's so many different flavors of any one thing. And so when I put my work in front of someone, I know right away that the odds are they may not respond to it the way I do, or maybe someone else that says, oh, you're the greatest photographer in the world. Look at your work. So I'm able to accept that not everyone is going to love what I do. And once I got to that point, I realized I'm just going to put out what I love and then just let the chips fall or whatever. I guess just, you know, live with it.
And was that a moment of, did you get there through confidence? Did you get there through exasperation? We're like, you know, oh, what the heck? We're just going to go for it. Or did you have to get to the point where you thought, yep, I'm putting the stake in the ground and I know that it's good? How did you get to that point?
Well, I say that your intuition, if you're an artist and you want to end up to an end result that's you, that's your voice, your brand, or whatever, your intuition will never lead you astray. Unless you end up in jail. That might be a bad one. But your intuition is the greatest thing you have, because what happens is from the time you were a little kid, when you had to make choices, right? So you say, do you want orange juice or do you want milk? And so you're, you know, a toddler and you say milk or whatever. And you're having to make choices. Well, by the time you're, say, in your mid-20s, you've made millions of choices. So we get really good at knowing what we like and what we don't like. So if I'm going to go and take a camera, a lens, and go out and create maybe a strobe, create a portrait, the best thing I have is the ability to go and follow what I like. And so someone says, why'd you do that? Why'd you make that choice? I go, I don't know. I just liked it. I just liked it. And so when I follow my intuition, I end up at an end result that fits me 100%. And then I say, well, how can that be wrong? How can my intuition put me in a position where I've done the wrong thing? Well, someone may criticize it, but I say, well, no, I've ended up where I want to be, and that's what's most important. Mm.
So tell us a little bit about the intersection between photography and art photography, because so many of your portraits have this sense that when I look at them, at least, you know, I think of fine art. I think of, you know, there's something. How do you describe that to people? You know, what's the influence of you know, a visual art or, you know, a painting on the work that you're doing and how you're painting with light and composition?
Well, I've got a lot of friends in photography that I've rubbed elbows with for 30, 40 years. And I sort of split it down between two classes of groups of photographers. There's some photographers love the sort of the status of being a photographer. They like the idea that you can, you know, maybe make a living with it, you know, go out and be paid to do, you know, take pictures. And there's nothing wrong with that. And then there's another class of photographers that do it because they are driven by the creative process, the passion. The passion of taking a picture. And that's me. To me, I've been able to make a great living with it. But in the end, every day I get up, I want to take a beautiful picture. How much I get paid doesn't really matter. It's that end result of getting this gorgeous photograph that I want to hang on my wall. So I guess there's two groups. I hope that by me being a voice out there, one who, emphasizes the creative process, encourages people to go and follow their own voice, that I can turn some of the people that were maybe started out in it because it's a status or it's a, you know, way to make a living, turn them onto the more the creative side. So when you look at my work, I work in the commercial advertising arena, but I always look at myself first and foremost as an artist, and I just happen to be putting that art into that arena of being a commercial advertising photographer.
And clients are looking for that, aren't they? They're looking for something that is artistic, that has a vision and a voice that's different than their competitors. But tell us a little bit about what a shoot is like, because there's expectations from that client. You might be working with a subject who is, you know, on a very tight time frame, is a very well-known athlete, for example. Tell us a little bit about what a shoot is. Walk us through that.
Well, so people ask me all the time, if I photograph a $100 million athlete, they say, are you nervous? You know, you met this famous athlete. Are you nervous when you have 15 minutes to do the photograph? And I say, not if I'm doing what I do every day. Not if I do the lighting, the whatever it is that I do. I've done 1,000 times, if not more. I can do it in my sleep, so to speak. So I'm very comfortable walking in, even in a sort of what we'd call maybe a situation I should be a little nervous. But I've done it so many times. My confidence doesn't come in my let's say, talent or the fact that I'm a creative genius. My confidence comes into where I've done it so many times that I know what I'm doing. So it's not like I'm sort of taking a stab at something in the dark. I know what I'm doing. I can get an athlete in there. I can go really quick. I can shoot that picture. And hopefully there's a moment that happens within that 15 minutes where I get my shot. And then I go, I've done my duty. So, if you think about this, one of the things that I say, the greatest success that I would say to me is that I've repeated the creative process taking a picture more than 99.9% of all people on the planet. That's my strength. It's not my creative geniusness, which I don't think I have, or being brilliant at anything. It's the fact that I've gone out there and I've beat that drum of taking pictures more than most people on the planet.
Tell me about the subject being nervous. So somebody who's in front of your camera, you have also a very short time to sort of make them feel relaxed. Does that matter? Do you want them to be relaxed? Do you want them, you know, to sort of, what I'm wondering is, you know, are you waiting for a moment where they reveal something to you that they, you know, that's unexpected? Or are you waiting for them to fit into, like, you know, click, it all went in, you know, into place? Tell me about that.
Well, I think everyone has something beautiful about them, right? So if we have a supermodel and you say, well, we could say that's a beautiful woman. But we all have something beautiful about us. We have something that I think if I capture that moment, it's going to radiate and it's going to reveal something about my subject. A lot of people I get in front of my camera are nervous. And so I think that being a photographer is one thing, but learning how to deal with people, it is another. So making them feel at ease. I also come up to athletes that have been photographed a lot. So, and they're like in a hurry. And so I come up to them and I say, look, I'm going to make the best picture ever taken of you today. And they kind of look at you kind of funny, like, really? I go, just let me do my job and you watch. And often they do come back to me and say, that was the most amazing picture anyone's ever photographed of me. So I have that expectation that I'm going to do a really good job and that confidence that I'm going to pull something off that they're going to be happy with. So, and I don't think I've ever had someone say they hated their photograph, but some of them, it just happens where that image did click at the right moment. I caught that look or that expression. And you look at my work, I don't do a lot of like people laughing and with lots of emotions, but it's very kind of, and there's an intimacy in my photographs that when you look at it, you know that is sort of like a flattering, a revealing, a beauty coming out of that photograph.
And you can find his work online at joelgrimes.com. Do you have, there's like 30 seconds left, but do they ever surprise you? Do you ever come out with something that you thought, well, I wasn't planning on that, I got something different and it's better?
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about the exploration of taking a picture is you don't know how it's going to end. Sometimes you think, oh, this is going to be a boring situation. And then you get a picture, you go, that is absolutely amazing. And you get so excited. And then you have a subject, you think, I'm going to pull off a good one. And then it doesn't work as well. So, yes, it's kind of a crapshoot a little bit when you go out there. But that's the beauty of it.
All right. Your intuition will never leave you astray. That's a little takeaway for today. Joel Grimes, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Canon Explorer of Light, Joel Grimes. He's the author of the book. It's a coffee table book, Navajo Portrait of a Nation. Again, you can find his work online at joelgrimes.com. And the workshop is Thursday, April 18th, 7 p.m. That's tonight at the Meyer Recital Hall on Black Hill State University, 7 p.m. Mountain Time.